In the span of just 1 week, Dave Aranda and Baylor football have landed 8 new commitments in the class of 2023. It's an unbelievable recruiting splurge by the Baylor coaching staff, and we're going to break it down on Locked On Baylor.
You are Locked On Baylor, your daily podcast on the Baylor Bears, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to Locked On Baylor. I'm Drake Toll, along with a guy who just made a banger intro, Stephen Vaughn, otherwise known as Stephen from Virginia, joining the show today and thanking you for making Locked On Baylor your first listen every single day. For your Wednesday today, then your Thursday, then your Friday this week, because things are a little funky around here. But Stephen, you know what's not funky? You know what's not in a funk? What's not funkalicious right now? Baylor freaking football recruiting, literally. Since we started our conversation today, they've already added another recruit.
I just can't believe how well Baylor is recruiting. This is going to be the best recruiting class Baylor's ever had. I think it's going to be better than the 2014 class. I think it's going to be better than the class that was dismantled by the end of the Art Briles regime. Yeah. You have talent at the top. You have talent and deep down and throughout the class. And so I'm really excited.
I love it. There's a lot of depth to it, right? And you're seeing Dave Aranda, and it pays off. And I know you've been a passionate Baylor fan for a long time, so it's obviously good to see the trajectory this coaching staff is on. And Stephen, what I'd love to do is really break down 7 or 8 of these guys that have committed in the last week. But are you shocked to see the splurge that the coaching staff has gotten really in such a short amount of time, like 1 week, and everything seems to have fallen in place?
Well, if we're going to keep it in Baylor context, yes. I don't think we've ever really seen Baylor as a recruiting power. Even when Art Briles was the coach and they were at the top or near the top of the standings every single year, they recruited a different type of kid. And right now they're ahead of Oklahoma. You know, they're right only a few spots behind Texas. They're behind Texas Tech, but they have a higher average recruit rating. All of this to say, Dave Aranda brought the LSU culture of recruiting and going getting players with him. And that has been huge and unmatched in the history of Baylor football.
You know, the anchor of this, there are multiple guys you go to, 3- and 4-star guys mostly who have come in the last week or so. But where I want to go with one who I know almost nothing about, right? I'm doing research for the show today to look at these guys that are recruiting. And then in our lap, Stephen, you mentioned it as soon as we got, before we even got on the air today, that DK Kalu has committed to Baylor, a 6'2" defensive lineman, 270 pounds. Obviously, he'll get bigger as he comes to Waco. Number 71 overall defensive lineman in the nation. 3-star again, 108 in Texas, 108th overall best player in Texas. And the rich get richer from a defensive line standpoint, where I think Baylor is going to be really strong next season.
And he's also the son of a former NFL player. You're talking about rich bloodlines. He's played, he was all state as a sophomore, but had some injuries that knocked him down as his junior year. I think this is a big get for Baylor because when Siaki Aika leaves, they're going to need to fill that hole in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the beginning of that. They remember they had the guy from the Carolina Panthers before.
Yep.
So they got to keep that. I think that has been the stranglehold of this defense, is being good in the middle of the defensive line. I think he's ready to step in there after Siaki Aika leaves for the NFL whenever he does.
You know, I love that you mentioned, too, how Baylor's recruiting rankings have been so solid, because the Bears are right now number 11 in the nation, according to 24/7 Sports, in the class of 23. That's 20 recruits that have already committed to the university prior to July 1st, which is huge. And we've already mentioned how 8 of those have come in the last 7 days overall. DK Kalu being the newest addition, Dennis Johnson, Justin Johnson, both of those guys being on the forefront of his recruiting. Another guy that I really liked because he had offers from Arkansas, so I was watching him closely. SMU is in the mix, Boston College, Houston as well. Running back, 5'11", 197 from Franklin. So he's a guy who's pretty close, just across the way, and actually flipped his commitment to Baylor on June 20th. That's Bryson Washington, who's jumped into the fold. And when you get a local guy, a Franklin kid, I think that says a lot, too, when the high schools around you are choosing you over the other schools in the state.
And a flip from SMU is a really big deal, especially now that we talk about NIL deals.
Yeah.
Or NIL days. I think to come here, he's an explosive player. He runs with passion. I'm really excited for how he's going to fit in with Baylor. And to get a flip from anybody is always a big deal. But flipping from NIL hotbed strangleholds, big deal, big deal.
Just to focus in too on the amount of commits that Baylor's gotten. You mentioned those 20 before July 1st. Baylor at number 11, and you touched on this as well, is just a spot ahead of USC right now. They're also ahead of teams like Tennessee, West Virginia, Michigan State, Alabama, who are all in the top 20. Obviously, Alabama, their recruiting will certainly come along later in the game, but to be nine spots ahead of them where we're sitting in late June is certainly something to note. You've also got Iowa State at 23, who Baylor's significantly ahead of. TCU at 27 right now, according to 24/7 Sports. Oregon, Florida, Wisconsin, Nebraska, South Carolina, Miami, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. Dude, I could sit here and list teams all day long. And another big part of that is LeVar Thornton Jr., who has decided to jump on board, choosing Baylor over Air Force and Army and Boise State. And there are guys like LeVar Thornton Jr. who may not be the biggest recruits on the national stage, but it feels like those are the guys that Dave Aranda takes, who you may have not ever heard of in the recruiting ranks, and turns them into Jalen Petrie or Tyquan Thornton or RJ Snead or somebody.
The kind of guy that could really fit well into the star position, shows traits of a safety and a cornerback, has played both ways, including at wide receiver. Yeah. It's a big get for Baylor, and Dave Aranda really likes these lockdown corners on the outside and really likes big safeties, and that star position with Jalen Petrie is a big vacancy. We got to look for, in the short term, Lorenzo Snacks to fill that void, but that's a big get for the Baylor Bears.
Steven, the last place I want to go before we get into a quick break here, this is one of my favorite out of this group. This guy committed on June 26th, 6'4", inside offensive lineman, likely a guard or a center, from Covington, Georgia. Three-star, but I think that's going to continue to go. I think he could be a late riser here. Number 73 overall player in the state of Georgia. Number 46 overall state player in the state of Georgia, according to 24/7, which even helps him out more. Eric Mateos has jumped on Sean Tompkins, who chose Baylor over both Florida and Kentucky. When you're winning recruiting battles, not just against the other Texas schools, but against teams like Florida, Kentucky, SEC squads, that just says even more about Dave Aranda.
Well, yes, and see, I've always felt there's been a blueprint for Baylor recruiting. There's a level of players throughout the state that maybe Texas or Texas A&M, Ohio State, Alabama, those five stars. It's really hard for Baylor to get in that level.
Yeah.
But there are so many good players in the state of Texas that schools throughout the middle of the Power Five come to get them. Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, Boston College. So Baylor really has to pick out their best of the three stars because we're here and this is our land. So, like, with this all being our recruiting base, I feel like Baylor's done a wonderful job with this class. And to speak about this offensive lineman from Georgia, when you start going into the SEC country to get offensive linemen, that's what you need to make the playoff.
Yeah.
The depth in this country in offensive and defensive line is from the Southeast. That's why schools like Mississippi, Mississippi State, Alabama, Georgia, they rule recruiting around there. And Texas A&M has started dipping into there. Texas has started dipping into there. So if Baylor can start dipping in and beating schools like Florida for a big-time offensive lineman, that's the next step when you know this is what we need to recruit a playoff-caliber football team from Baylor.
You know what we also need, Stephen from Virginia?
What do we need, Drake?
We also need Rock Auto. I promise, folks, Steven's not going anywhere, but I got to tell you about Rock Auto and rockauto.com. Look, there are plenty of these players that we're going to continue to get to because there are eight of them to break down across the length of this class, and we're not even going to stop at football. There's also basketball to talk about as well today. If you're already getting excited about Baylor football, I am too, and I'm also excited about Rock Auto because my car is still not fixed. I need to order parts from Rock Auto because they make everything easy. They're not going to haggle you for, you know, what car do you have? And then you got to figure it out. And then someone makes fun of you because you're at the local chain. And then somebody's like, hey, you don't know what your car is. You're an idiot. Don't feel like an idiot. Go to rockauto.com. Do it yourself. And they'll send it right to you. You can save 30, 50, 100% or more on car parts. All the parts your car will ever need, pretty much literally. Like, just go to the website, look at like Honda Odyssey, boop, 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 and see what happens. See what happens. You will be happier after looking at rockauto.com. You will think, my life's complete because of rockauto.com. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even carpet. You need more carpet, rockauto.com. Write in Locked On with the how did you hear about us, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. That is all the parts that your car could ever need or will ever need. You find them at Rock Auto. Steven from Virginia. There are so many freaking players that have just committed to Baylor University in the last week, and I am so excited to see the way that this coaching staff has jumped on these guys. And the one that I want to open up the second segment with is, I already told you I was really excited about landing from Georgia, Sean Tompkins, over teams like Florida. But look, cornerback, 5'9", 175. Not the biggest guy, but the fastest guy. And a four-star player, number 57 player in Texas, Tayshaun Wilson, has chosen Baylor over Nebraska.
This is my favorite player in the class, to be honest. To go get someone over Florida State, that's a big deal. Even a Texas kid. Florida State is a program with a national brand. And for Baylor to beat them out, I think this recruitment could always come open. All of them could always come open. But to beat Florida State out at this moment in time, big deal. I really kind of likened him to Janoris Jenkins. Yeah. I think he's a real man-to-man physical corner, even though he's small. And he's so fast. He could punt return or kick return.
Steven, it's a carousel of just good football players. And it doesn't stop there. What do Vanderbilt, Auburn, Cal, and Houston have in common?
They just lost out on a recruit to Baylor.
Yeah, they did. They lost out on Jaron Woods, defensive lineman, 6'4", LaGrange, Texas, 265-pound D lineman. And you've already mentioned how the defensive line is a point of emphasis for Baylor and will be for Dave Aranda. And he is another star DL commit that can be molded into a Siaki Ika replacement.
And imagine that Baylor's depth on their football team right now comes from both of their lines. And then think about how Dave Aranda has chosen that opportunity to only reinforce that strength with this recruiting class. This is going to be the brand of this football team for years to come.
Steven, DJ Coleman, Baylor over Abilene Christian and Alcorn State, Arkansas State, another kind of diamond in the rough guy, three-star, number 62 safety in Texas, 139 in overall player in Texas, 6'1", 191 from Mesquite. A guy that I would say is, again, in the category of maybe you haven't heard of him, but a player that Dave Aranda and company can mold into something big.
And he's another one of these smaller cornerbacks who's much faster, yet able to be physical from the point of attack. So really good blocker, really good in space in terms of getting balls and getting deflections. So I would look at this as another type of player that Baylor would want to coach up and improve to be a big part of their defense in the years to come.
Steven, the last guy that I want to pitch to you out of the football recruiting class is not someone who's committed in the last week, but someone who has been committed for a long time and now has offers on the table from Ohio State and very recently Texas A&M, Austin Novosad, quarterback out of Dripping Springs, who committed to Baylor a while ago, but when you have teams and money and fame on the table from schools like Ohio State and Texas A&M, I mean, anything can happen in these recruiting battles, but what are really your thoughts, kind of broad here, your thoughts on Austin Novosad in this process?
First of all, Austin Novosad is headed to the Elite 11. He is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. He could come in and challenge for playing time right away. Second, I hope that Austin Novosad makes the choice that's best for him and his family. I think in this moment, there's two things that are really on my mind with Austin Novosad and his commitment to Baylor is the faith that what is supposed to happen for Baylor will happen, and the faith in two more years of Blake Shapen and two more years behind the bench for Kyron Drones to move the program along. I think Austin Novosad is going to come in and compete with Kyron Drones if he does enroll with Baylor and sign early as he plans to. He's going to come in and compete with Kyron Drones, and in a real world, we want him to redshirt. We would really not want to have to throw him in the fire. And Blake Shapen's presence here allows that. I think quarterback seems to be the position where you can really just transfer yearly from year to year based on whether you're starting or not, more so ever. And it's a long time coming for the college players to have freedom. But in reality, it's just kind of like we're in a waiting game. And so I have to have faith that Austin Novosad, number one, will be a good college player. And whether he will be a good college player at Baylor or Ohio State, you know, if if I could talk to Austin, I'd be like, that Ohio State quarterback depth chart is pretty long and got CJ Stroud on it. You know, there's an opportunity to play here, but it's what's best for him and him and his family. And remember, Baylor's going to be good. I think we're at the point where Baylor is going to be good. It's hard to predict anything less than 8-4 for this football team coming up. So I'm going to allow my faith that what is supposed to happen will happen, and that the Bears will have a good player under quarterback for the next 4 or 5 years.
Steven, before we get into who's going to wear the single-digit number for Baylor or the multiple of this next season and who you'd give those to, I want to pitch you and just get your thoughts really on Jacoby Walter, who is committed to Baylor, 6'5" shooting guard to play basketball out of Branson, Missouri. He's a 5-star recruit, the number one shooting guard in the nation. This is one of, truly, it's not an overstatement, one of the biggest recruits that Scott Drew has ever pulled.
So you should be looking for his name in the top 14 of the NBA draft this year. Sorry.
We lost Steven.
I'm here. Sorry.
And we got him back.
We're here.
Woo!
So
Jacoby Walter.
Looking for him in the lottery. This is a lottery pick coming up out of Baylor. This is somebody who I think on the recruiting level we look at like Kendall Brown, except I think Kendall was really athletic and at times had a way from shying away from shooting the ball. Jacoby Walter is not going to be shy away from shooting the ball. He's going to come around here, and he's going to come on this team and score points. And this is really exciting for me because Big 12 basketball, Baylor basketball has started to mold where they bring in one-and-done guys, but they also have guys like Adam Flagler, Matthew Meyer, who stay a long time. And that's the most dangerous college basketball program, one with talented freshmen and super experienced seniors.
Yeah. How sad are you about the whole Matthew Meyer deal?
This is unpopular opinion. I kind of wanted him to go to UNC because I was going to go to one of those games and bring like my Matthew Meyer stuff and take a picture with him. Because that's a good guy. That's a good guy. And I just want what's best for Matt, man. I think it's tough because college sports were never professional sports, but they kind of are now. So He's always a Baylor Bear. He got his degree here. He did do that.
That is a great point. And hopefully, I wish him the best. I do wish him the best. And I'm glad he didn't go to UNC because they would have been insanely good. So thank you, Matt, for throwing everyone else in college basketball a bone. And thank you guys for joining the show today and hearing about Bet Online. Throw them a bone. Steven's not gone. We're going to get into a conversation about single-digit numbers next, but I got to tell you about Bet Online. NBA playoffs are over, NHL playoffs are over, but the MLB is going on right now, and futures, even more importantly, futures for college football are out there. I think there's also fighting going on, so Angels-Mariners fighting. I think it's Angels-Mariners, but actual like MMA, boxing, UCF, UFC, that kind of jazz is going on. You can make a bet on it at betonline.net. You go to betonline.net, you look up the odds, and they say, here are the odds. And you say, okay, here's $10. And they say, okay, if you hit this, here's your $10, but $20 now. That's how BetOnline works. Go on betonline.net, betonline.ag, BetOnline. Just go there, see what happens. See what happens. I'm just saying, check the lines, see if you like them. If you do, just sprinkle a little bit of this, a little bit of that, betonline.net is where the game starts. Steven from Virginia. Single-digit numbers next season for Baylor University. You mentioned this to me off air. They're losing a lot of them, and now you got to figure out who the leaders of this team are, who they're going to be, who are you going to give these numbers to?
Well, and I think most importantly, that's a whole group of guys who are here through a very tough situation and have handed the leadership reins down to this younger team. I think number 5 is still kept. Number 6 for Gavin Holmes is still kept. But past that, it's a whole new ballgame in terms of single digits.
That ballgame, if you had to pick one guy to start off your lineup of single-digit guys, from any position really too, I'll throw that out there. Who do you go to first? Because you have a lot of them to divvy out.
So I think you have to start with the quarterback. I think especially with Gary Bohannon not being on the quarterback anymore, I think it's important for Blake Shapen to get that number. I think Blake is an impassioned leader. I think a lot of baseball guys are like that, real physical. He'll throw his body into anything and real get into guys' face. I think that's an important one. I think Siaki Ika is a good one too. Apu Ika, he should get a single digit. I think that would be good. I really am a fan of Snacks, Lorando Johnson. I'm really a fan of him at the star position and him getting a single digit. So those are probably the first three guys off the top of my head that I would be looking for to get a single digit.
What if you were going to give Siaki Ika a single digit jersey? What number do you give the defensive lineman? Like, what's going to be like a sick look for a 6'6", 380 pound man?
I was kind of thinking number two. I was kind of thinking that if you just took the six off his jersey and moved the two, that would be pretty cool.
Yes, I see where you're going there. Drop the six, roll with the two. Maybe cut a little space in there, put it in the middle. Bernard turns in Siaki Ika.
Yeah, or either that or number six. That would be, I'd give him one of his original digits. Those would be my pick.
So I've been looking too at the up and down the roster and trying to figure out, you know, who are the guys that have been there the longest. And one that does pop out to me is Squirrel. Squirrel is a guy who has given his all to Baylor for like 7 years now. And we'll be back again next season. On the flip side of that coin, it's tough to give a guy a jersey out of default. I don't know that that would be the case for Squirrel Williams. I think he is a leader of the team, and you can't toss a guy a jersey because he's been there for a long time. But it feels like to me, everything Squirrel Williams has been through, that guy should be a lock for a single-digit jersey.
I would like that. I would like Squirrel to get one. I would like to see him be pumped up as a leader, even though maybe he hasn't played as much. But those are purely because of injuries. Yeah. So I think when Squirrel has played, he's been, you know, especially in 2020, a very important part of the team until he was hurt. So I wouldn't be upset about him getting a single digit. I think that would be really good.
If you're tossing a bone to a young guy too, I know you've already mentioned Blake Shapen, and Shapen I remember where I was when he recruited. I mean, I was in college. Or when he committed. This is a guy who has not been at Baylor too long, but does deserve a single digit jersey as the starting quarterback. If you're looking at a player outside of Shapen who's pretty young on this team, but is still a solid leader, is there a guy that stands out to you to toss one over to?
I think that we haven't talked about already.
Even that we have, just somebody young that you would put that on.
I really think Lorando Johnson, Snacks Johnson, is really going to mold into that role. I think a lot of the upperclassmen have talked about how they have high expectations for him.
Yeah.
And I really think he could be a leader and be a playmaker on the defense. That's probably my pick.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Somehow it's already slipped my mind. Going into the linebacker core and where you've got, it's tough even, okay, so we've mentioned you've had two transfers on the defensive side of the football.
Speaking of the linebackers, it would nice if Cole Maxwell, after learning his lesson from the Oklahoma State debacle and becoming a very good player for down the stretch for Baylor last year, I think it would be nice if he became the next in the line of linebackers to get a single digit.
Do we throw in Matt Jones?
Yes. Either of them. I think it's, I don't know if it's either both or one or the other. I could be with that.
Jackson Player joins the team and you know, linebacker Josh White too. Is there a shot that either of those guys, as a first-year guy, but an older first-year guy, could earn a single-digit jersey in your mind? And granted, I don't think it's wrong to say no.
I don't think it's wrong to say no either, especially when Josh White could leave here and go to the NFL.
Yeah.
That would be the first one that was on my mind is Josh White. He is a very good player at LSU and has a very highly recruited. And that could be a very big guy to walk across the draft stage with a green and gold kind of flair to his gear as he hugs Roger Goodell.
So tying it all together, the single digits conversation, give me your top three overall finalized. Three guys that you slap on a graphic today and say, Stephen from Virginia says these three guys undoubtedly deserve new single-digit jerseys.
So I think I've been pretty hard on Snacks. Yep. So Snacks Johnson will get one from me. I think Blake Shapen, the quarterback, I really want to see that happen.
Yep.
And then I'm going to say Siaki Ika because that's the best player on the defense. Those are going to be my three picks.
Lock it in. I think Siaki's certainly in there. There's a lock, right? If you're going to give it to single guy that feels like the personality of the team, right, the leader of the team, Siaki is that guy. Blake Chabon's a quarterback, so you toss him 1-2. And I have a strong, I think you give it honorable. Would they let an offensive lineman wear one? I don't even know.
Because otherwise, Connor Galvin would have gotten one forever.
Exactly. So if you can't give it to an O-lineman, which all four of the guys that return probably deserve one and should wear one under their real numbers, then I think Matt Jones should be in that conversation for one because of what he's going to be able to bring to the linebacking core defensively this next season. Or Squirrel Williams is my wild card. That's my top three or four there. But Steven, as we round out today's show, I know that you started a new Baylor Bear podcast, and I'd love you to have the opportunity to tell folks about it, where they can find it.
Just a couple of homies who are Baylor fanatics. We have a podcast called Going Down the Line, myself and Chase Gilmer. We're going to be doing once a week, and we're going to fill in the summer with some maybe baseball talk when there isn't as much Baylor going on. I'm sure, you know, we will come up with all kinds of Baylor stuff during the season. During the season, game reviews and stuff, but we're having a really fun time and really, really glad to be on this podcast and glad to talk to you about Baylor sports, Drake. This is exciting. Are you in Cape Cod today?
I am on Cape Cod and calling a baseball game this afternoon, which is what I do with my life now, every waking moment of it. So but it's fun. It's glorious. It's a vacation destination. Beautiful place to be and beautiful place to say thank you to everyone out there for listening to Locked On Baylor. And thank you, Steven, for joining the show today and breaking down a plethora of Baylor recruits that have joined the Baylor family.
Thanks, Drake.
I love it. And again, thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Keep on coming around. We'll see you again tomorrow, Thursday, Friday this week. So three shows, Wednesday, today, Thursday, and Friday for the rest of your week. And then back on Monday with our regular Monday, Wednesday, Friday on, come back tomorrow, Big 12 Roundtable, Locked On Baylor.